Hey, Garth, why not another follow-up to the marriage series? I mean, it was really good, and I have all these questions, and, well, look, I'll tell you why. It's been the number one downloaded series in the history of the David Alliance. We've had lots of comments, lots of questions, texts, emails, and so I thought, you know what, I'm going to wait a week or two and come back to it so I can tackle the whole kit and caboodle all at once. But for today, I'm going to teach you how to hate your mother, brother, father, and anybody else you know. Yeah, exactly. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It is Garth W. Heckman. My full name is Garth Wesley Bingalow Heckman. Yep, I'm not kidding. Hey, we're in a series right now, but before we get to that, it kind of ties in because Paul is talking about being a BAMF, about a bad dude for Jesus. And that's who we're brought to. Who brings us to you is our sponsor, WellBuiltBody.com. It's gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you, WellBuiltBody.com. And as a certified BAMF, I wear that stuff. Hey, we're in Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. Let's just jump into it. Paul is writing to the church of Colossae. And he says, I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. We're all hopped up on this word contend because in the Greek, it's the word agon, which we get our word agony from. And it's talking about the spectacle in the arena, in the Roman Colosseum. Like I said yesterday, two men walk in, maybe only one walks out, or maybe you walk in and there's a lion or a gladiator, or a dragon, or they had dragons back then. I saw it in a movie. But it is this idea that when you contend in the arena, there are five things that you must know behind this word. Yesterday we covered that it's an expenditure of all our energies, and today it also holds the meaning of denial. It means the struggle is going to cause you to have to deny. Now, I don't mean asceticism, where you go without food or drink or pleasure or money or, you know, anything like that. It means denial. Denial of your will and accepting God's will. So it might mean not taking that job with the huge raise. Not because God's against money or the job, but because He has a different plan for you. Now in the natural, you get a job offer. Better company, better money, better state to live in, better perks, better retirement. It's a no-brainer, right? Except to contend means you will deny what seems good or even great for what is right. See, behind the scenes, God's saying don't take the job because you might not know that your witness is crucial to having the CEO or even the woman in the cafeteria come to Christ. And God knows that when that person comes to Christ, that their influence alone will win thousands more to Christ. And it all hinges on you staying at your job to finalize the testimony to this person. So the average person calls you nuts. You got to take that job. It's a once-in-a-lifetime offering, but God calls you faithful, and He'll reward you beyond any job the world ever offers. Look, it might be good. It might be morally right. It might be selfless, whatever the decision is or whatever is in front of you, whatever option there might be, but it might not be what God wants. It might not be God's will. And because you choose to contend for someone, to lift them up, to pray, to do what's best for their spiritual walk, you say no. See, in the arena, it's understood that you made this decision to contend before you ever took on the battle. You counted the cost. You didn't just hop the fence and say, hey, give me a shot. I like swords. I like lions. No. No one would be that stupid, right? Especially if you understand what contend means and what's at stake. It means you've counted the cost. Remember Jesus, Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 34. He starts out by saying, you must be willing to hate your mother, brother, father, sister, your own children, and yes, even your own life, or you cannot be my disciple. That sounds pretty strong. It almost sounds like it's not right. Like, did somebody add this to the Bible? This doesn't sound like something Jesus would say. But what he's saying is, if you're going to be a contender, you are willing to do what's right in God's eyes. You are willing to do His will over anything else that somebody might want you to do. Look, all of us have had our mom want us to do something, and we love our mom, but we know it's just not right. And so we must contend and say, Mom, I love you, but I can't. I have to, in fact, so disdain what you're asking me to do and so disdain and hate this direction because I know it's the opposite of what God's wanting me to do. That's all this means. Look, he goes on to say in these verses, and hear me out because this is powerful. Jesus says, yes, you must be willing to hate every other good option or every other option that seems beneficial or every other option that seems right in man's eyes. You must be willing to hate that in order to follow me. And then he says this, and it's an insight that you got to grab. He says, would someone count the cost if they were going to war or build a building? See, he says, look, he's questioning, wouldn't you be an idiot if you were going to build a building and you didn't count the cost? Wouldn't you be an even greater idiot with other men's lives at stake if you were going to go to war and you didn't count the cost? He's talking about the wisdom of stopping and saying, look, if I want to build something, I want to know what it's going to cost. If I'm going to go to war, I want to know what it's going to cost to go to war. Not just so that I can finish the building, not just so that I can win the war, but so that I don't look like an idiot to other people, so that I truly understand what it means to contend. Now, this is where this gets interesting. We are God's temple. All through Scripture, we are called to be His temple. We house the Holy Spirit. We're a building. Have you counted the cost to contend and what it will take to build your temple, to build God's temple? He resides in you. Ephesians 6, we are in a spiritual war. Would you go to war without counting the cost? Remember? So, in a spiritual war, have you counted the cost of what it's going to be to follow Christ? It's not black and white, per se, that he comes out and says it, but it's really a strong comparison. Would you count the cost for war? Would you count the cost for building something? Well, guess what? You house God, and you're in a spiritual war. Count the cost. I will contend for those in the faith. I will contend for those who do not yet know God. Say it with me, gentlemen. I am a contender. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.